I don't even know how to explain it. I felt this weird, horrible energy and like a dread. And we stopped talking all at the same time. No one said anything. And I remember kind of looking over to my friends and they're kind of just like staring. And up on this cliff, this huge, huge black figure. So then it's on its feet. And by that time, we literally all turned and ran. I mean, there was no question. I'm not even going to look anymore. I saw it standing straight and coming right at me. And we turned, ran as hard as we could.
You're listening to the Cryptid Creatures Show with Brian and Todd. If you're enjoying the show or would like to submit an encounter, visit our website at www.cryptidcreatures.net, or you can email us at info@cryptidcreatures.co. Now back to the show. This is the Cryptid Creatures Show. I am Brian, and with me as always, we're right over there, is my co-host Todd. What's up, buddy?
What's happening, man? How you doing tonight?
Great.
Tonight we're going to bring on Taylor. And Taylor has seen a strange creature. I thought maybe this was a Bigfoot. I'm not sure. We're going to have to listen and have her explain what this thing is. So,
this is a pretty wild one.
Strange.
I'm looking forward to this one.
All right. Well, let's bring her on, man.
Yep. Let's get her.
Hi.
Hey, she is.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good.
Good. Nervous, but I'm excited.
Oh, don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous.
You're fine. Just
you'll be fine.
Relax. Thanks for coming on and talking to us.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm super stoked.
We're happy to have you.
So are we.
Awesome.
We had been talking back and forth a little bit, and you had had an encounter with something very strange and creepy. When did this happen?
I was about 14, so I'm 30 now. So like 16 years ago.
Okay.
So whenever. Okay. I'm terrible at math. So, yeah.
Close enough.
A while ago.
And then where did this happen? What state or what general area, can you say?
Yeah, I can, ironically. And it's kind of evolved since I talked to you guys, because I didn't even mention the city in a Facebook post, and like a bunch of my high school friends knew exactly what I was talking about. But it's Wrightwood, California.
It's where?
It's called Wrightwood.
California. Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
It's Mountain High ski resort, basically.
Okay.
It's a very small town, like 4,000 people.
What's it close to? What big city?
When you're driving on your way to Vegas from like LA,
uh-huh.
you can get off on like an exit where there's a McDonald's and like a Del Taco and a gas station.
Uh-huh.
Del Taco.
That's the closest reference.
I love
reference.
Del Taco.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. My wife and I drive, if we go to San Diego or Vegas, We'll drive to one or the other. It's like 5-6 hours.
Yeah.
And we'll stop and see the world's largest thermometer and eat at the Del Taco right there.
So. Yes, yes. So basically I lived, do you know when like you're a little bit closer and there's the Cajon Pass and there's like the Mormon Rocks?
Yep, I think
that's
I do.
That's where you get off and you make a left. So those hills are weird. Those rocks are very strange in general.
Yep, they are.
That whole area is very, very weird. And now I'm learning now even weirder than I thought.
Okay.
So.
All right. We like weird.
Take us back years ago and tell us what happened.
Okay. Yep. So it actually, the whole thing kind of started, like I mentioned, Christmas of 2001. And we got a knock on the door 12 nights before Christmas to a poem in a manger, just like chilling on the doorstep. It was really weird. And obviously 9/11 had just happened. And anthrax was going on, so my parents lose it. You know, they thought we were going to be murdered. And I get it, because it was really weird. And every night it said they would bring another piece of the manger, and then on Christmas Eve they would bring the baby Jesus, and they would introduce themselves. And so my dad's like, yo, this is so weird. Like, he did not like it. So it turns out that it was my piano teacher. It wasn't that creepy, but it was weird. And my mom, of course, loved the idea, because she was kind of funky like that. But instead, she decided, well, we're going to do the same thing, but we'll tell the parents. So that's kind of how this whole thing started. So we did it every year. Seriously, every year until this point, what happened? Then we moved up to Wrightwood. So that happened in San Bernardino area. And then we moved to Wrightwood. So now we're up in the mountains in the middle of nowhere. Like I said, it's population like 4,000 people, very small town. And the street that I lived off of was like a dirt road. Now it's like a little paved, but not even fully. And it's at the bottom of a quartz and salt mine. So when you're driving up to Wrightwood, if you're going to Mountain High, you take the 2 highway, and on your way up, you see it. It's this big white pyramid. It's weird. So there's a lot of weird energy in that area in general. For instance, the other thing that I think is pretty important as well to the area is that the geography, there's like Joshua trees, right? Like that's all Joshua trees.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's just forest. It's weird. And that's where you hit Wrightwood. So where I lived was like right in the middle. And I was talking to my friend earlier on from high school, and she's like, no, you literally live right where Wrightwood starts. Like it's considered sometimes even Phelan. So Phelan, California. So like I said, we're living on this dirt road in that area. And I'm 14 at the time, and there's like nothing to do. No, you know, like you do nothing. So I have some like kind of town friends that live kind of far away. We all hung together, and they knew we did this, and I had asked them if they wanted to go with me. And I will say this, another weird thing. I don't know if this even plays into part, a little backtrack. 3 weeks before this, some of us had done like a little Ouija board session, and I got in big trouble. I didn't know they were bad. So when my dad did find out, he was super upset. And I was with 2 people that I was there that night doing that with. So I don't know if that plays into effect either. It's kind of strange. So anyway, it's like our 5th night of doing this. And like some of these kids had done this with me before with this kid. And backstory on the kid's kind of important as well. The kid was like, we always chose like downtrodden families. So like this kid was a foster kid. And he lived at the end of our road. I mean, and it is deep in the pocket of like these weird ass mountains. So he was very lonely. The foster mom was in her like late 50s. She rented out like little cabins. She had like 5 cabins probably on this like big piece of property. And my mom knew her. I didn't really know her, but they told me the story. I'm like, let's do that kid. That sounds good. So the kids got excited to do him. So we all started doing, because he also would chase us. So all the kids wanted to, like, they were on a challenge too. So I'd always talk about, I'm like, man, this kid is fast. Like I need help. So eventually my friends at school were like, let's go. So we go out that night. It's me and some of these kids, I don't know if they feel comfortable being named. Some of them don't even know I'm like talking about this. So I don't even want to like say names, but they're very good friends of mine. And then
yeah, you don't have to say their names. That's fine.
Yeah. And one of my family members, who's like my sister, I'm raised with her. So we're out there. My mom's we had a Jeep Wrangler where you like pull the seats up to get into the back seat. And we go up this hill road, and my dad knows we're going. He's like, be safe. So he's not there. So it's just me, my mom, and these kids. There's 4 of us and me. And we're kind of sitting on each other's laps in the back seat, and someone's in the front seat. And we've been talking on our way up this drive. Like, my mom's like, okay, we're going to turn around because like the road gets too narrow. I can't get my car through. And like the kid was so fast that sometimes we'd be like running and we'd have to jump in, and my mom would have to like go because turning around was not an option. So she's like, you guys understand? Yeah, for sure. So we get out and we're like, we're going to have our own plan. So we get out of the car, and where we were, like I said, it was the end of the road, but it was like kind of getting up higher where the mountains kind of come like up and down. And where we were was straight, but then there was a turn to the left, and there was like cliff, road, cliff. So right in front of us, it looks like a cliff, and then there's a turn that we're going to make, and then there's the house. And we're whispering kind of quiet because sound travels out there. And the moon is totally out. Like you can see everything. There was no question. There was no clouds, full moon, stars. You can see them when you're up there. It's super cold. And all of a sudden, I don't even know how to explain it. I felt this weird, horrible energy and like a dread. And we stopped talking all at the same time. No one said anything. No one was like, oh, shit, nothing. We just all stopped talking and we kind of stood there. And I remember kind of looking over to my friends, and they're kind of just like staring. And we see like up on this cliff, this huge, huge black figure start coming up the cliff at us. And at first I'm like, I'm a smart kid, and I'm very skeptical as well. So I'm not like into this, like, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in any of that shit. I'm like, is that a mountain lion? Like, I'm kind of like looking, but I felt like, no, something's really bad. And I see all of a sudden this like arm thing where it's like shoulders are like discombobulating out and has long, huge fingers, weird hands, long arms, long legs, weird torso, weird head. And it's crawling super like zombie fast up this hill. And I'm just in a daze, in a trance. And all of a sudden, once it hit the ground, like, you know, like you normally like you're getting out of a pool and you have to like hoist yourself up. No, this thing was like, boom. And it kind of like floated, like it pushed itself straight up. And it's coming at us now on two legs, not on four legs. When it was coming up four legs, it was on its feet and its hands. It was not on its like fours, you know, like a humanoid running weird. It was so weird. So then it's on its feet. And by that time, we literally all turned and ran. I mean, there was no question. I'm not even going to look anymore. I saw it standing straight and coming right at me. And we turned, ran as hard as we could. I remember when I was running, my feet were like hitting so hard that I felt like the bones were like going to break in my feet. It was crazy. And we didn't scream, I don't think. I don't even think anyone screamed. And we just piled in. And once I pulled the seat up, like I was kind of the older one of the group. So I was kind of like mom and bear. So I was like, come on. Like, that's when I started screaming. I'm like, go, go, go. And I felt it chasing me the whole time. And when I mean chasing, it wasn't like how I've heard your guys' podcast about like Bigfoot, where it's like, get out of my area, you know? No, this was like, I'm going to kill and eat. It felt like I was going to be eaten. And it's weird because now later on I've done research and I look into it and I was like, oh my gosh, that's so scary. It kind of nails what I think it is. But yeah, it was terrifying. And my mom was reading a book with the light on in the car and like not expecting us to be back anytime soon because we just basically left. And she's like, what's going on? And we pile in and I'm like, just go, just go. And she's driving and we're just screaming at the top of our lungs and she can't get us to calm down. And we finally make it to kind of a base of a hill. She pulled over and I still wanted her to keep driving, but she was like, no, you're going to tell me why we're driving. Like, what's going on? She was so upset. And I was like, we were attacked by, I said at the time, because I didn't know what anything was. I was like, a demon thing. Like, it was this big black and glowing eyes. That was the other thing. And she's like, no way. It had to have been a mountain lion. Like, automatically. I'm like, no, it wasn't. She's like, it had to have been a bear then. I'm like, it was not. And everyone in the back is agreeing with me. All the kids. I mean, we are hysterical. This is not like I'm saying it as calmly as I am now. We are screaming at the top of our lungs. There's no way. There's no way. She goes, well, the lady, I can't remember her name, but she rents cabins down there. It had to have been just like one of like a vagabond guy that's like climbing up mountain. I'm like, no, that's not it either. That's also not it. It was, I cannot explain it. It was just a demon looking weird, horrible thing. So she's very frustrated. She's like, I'm going to go back to the house and we're going to call the lady that owns the house and we're going to see what's going on. Cause you guys are crazy. And then my dad's home. And my dad's pretty, very extremely logical, extremely intelligent. And we get home, we're all hysterical. The kids can't get him to stop talking. And he's like, okay, guys, come on, tell me what happened. So we tell him and he was like, a what? And I was like, Dad, I swear, like, I know we sound crazy. Like, please, like, we can't go back. Cause my mom wanted us to go back. It's like, she's like, if we find out that that's not anything, you guys have to go back. Like, this kid's Christmas is going to be ruined. And I'm like, no, like, I don't care. We're not going back. So eventually while she's on the phone with the lady, it's confirmed there's no people out. There's been no sightings of mountain lions in quite a while. So I'm like, no, I'm not. See, my mom's like, see, that's proof that you're going. I'm like, no, it's proof that I'm not going is what it is. That's exactly what it is. So we all went home and I never went back to that kid's house. I feel really bad. I feel horrible. I feel like I ruined his Christmas. He was probably like 9 years old and gave up on Santa after that. But we just couldn't go. So then, yeah, that's what happened there. And I've kind of blocked it out. And like our town is really small and very religious as well. I wasn't raised in that category, but I know a lot of people are, so it's not really talked about. And I know UFOs are mentioned, but like none of that. So we kept it under our brim of our hat. And I'm pretty sure all the kids that were involved all thought that if we said anything, we'd be seemed crazy. So we never said anything until I started dating my now husband. And I told him the story and he was like, wow, that's insane. I was like, it's a true story, I swear. It's crazy. And I messaged one of the kids and I was like, do you remember that? And he was like, his message was insane. He's like, Iron, like, it was many cuss words and very much so. I totally blocked that out. Holy crap. And so that verified that we all saw something, but then I still kind of denied it because, like, I'm still pretty logical. So I'm like, we all just imagined seeing something. It probably was a mountain lion and we were just tripping and we thought we saw something that we didn't see. Well, then I told you guys, I've always kind of told myself that, even though I know what I saw. And then I talked to you guys and then I posted on Facebook that I was just going to be on a podcast talking about a cryptid encounter. And that's basically all it said. And about five or six different people from school, many stories where they've encountered the same, almost exact same thing. It's either crossed in front of them on a street in the middle of the desert, out near like that hot freeway when you're on your way to Vegas, but it's called Phelan, many in Phelan, and very similar gestures where it's walking on hands and feet and then it stands up and it cuts people off. Like, I could send you guys stories. Today was mind blowing. I was like, wow, like, it's verified now. I don't even deny what happened. It's pretty crazy. So
yeah, definitely have those folks get a hold of us some way, somehow. Reach out to us. I don't know how you contacted us. It was just email or the website, but
there was email. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, to be honest, are very, I even asked, like, would you want to be, I asked some people, like, would you want to? And they were like, nope, you can tell the story for me. I'm not interested. It's a lot of, it's weird. It's like weird shame. And I felt like that too for a long time, you know, like, I didn't want to tell anyone what happened. It made me sound crazy.
We get a lot of that.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll talk to you guys.
Yeah, we had somebody actually email us before we started this show tonight about a UFO, I think. I can't remember her name. Brian, do you
remember? From the area?
Yeah.
Yeah, from your area.
Yeah, one of your friends emailed us.
I just hit my head so hard. But yeah, that's because that's so crazy. That's crazy because I posted it.
Celeste Stars is what she...
Yeah, they were posting a bunch of screenshots because I'm not in this group. There's like a Wrightwood Feeling Facebook group and I don't live there anymore. So, I mean, people know of me, but they were sending me so many screenshots of UFOs. And I saw a UFO when I was out there with my dad. I had never thought, I mean, we lived in like a city. We lived in near kind of Orange County. And I mean, I lived in Kansas, but Orange County is where I was mostly nearly raised. And so like when we moved up there, I thought we just lived in the middle of nowhere. I didn't expect to like ever see weird encounter stuff like that. And we did see the UFOs and like we had weird experiences happen that were totally unexplainable a lot. And I totally think it's that area. And when I was talking to my friends earlier, they're like, it is a very strange place in California. It really is. I mean, like you said, with the Mormon rocks, the minute you kind of pass through there, you see it. You're like, this place is weird. Like it's different than the rest of California. It seems like a little bit in that area anyway.
Well, it's like that whole corner down there, that whole desert.
Yeah.
Those three or four states right there are just
super active.
Hot spots.
Super hot. Yeah.
Especially for aliens.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For sure. And maybe that's what we're seeing is aliens. Cause like there was definitely, I had a long message sent to me. Cause one of my friends is like, I don't think at all interested on being the podcast. Cause I asked her, we were on the phone today and she was like, no, but her boyfriend saw, I think the exact same thing I saw where he went to go pick his girlfriend up. His car, I guess her car broke down and he's driving along the road and at first he thought he saw like a very malnourished coyote and it was on its hands and its feet and it saw him and it kind of lurched forward and it like looked and it like, that's when it stood up and it like crossed across the street. And he's like, dude, I booked it. It was like terrifying. So like, I don't know if it's an alien or, but like it was all black with glowing eyes and it had long ass fingers and it had long legs. And I think the only thing I've ever seen that maybe it could be was like the Wendigo, but I'm not sure if that's also considered like a skinwalker. I don't know. but similar.
Well, your friend, if your friends don't want to come on the show, they can submit their stories on our website, this cryptocreatures.net.
Yeah, for sure. Tell them to write it down and we'll post it. Yeah.
I'll tell them that. I hope that they actually do, because I'm glad that one person did with the UFO, and I think I know who it is. I saw the post. It's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm.
And they can be anonymous too with their post. That's fine.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went back recently to where that experience happened, because I never went back actually until recently. Kind of when I discovered your guys' podcast, and I went during the day because there's no way I'm going tonight. But I did notice that the cliff that it came up wasn't, I used to think it was a 90 degree angle because I was a kid. So like from my perspective, it looked like it was a street, very steep drop off. It was still very steep. It was still like a good 70 degree incline. It's kind of like those videos where you see people doing like extreme sport mud wrestling videos and they're like climbing and scaling walls. Like it was very, like you'd have to be like that, but its height was crazy and its eyes did glow. And what was weird is when I posted, one of my friends that I know very well was, oh yeah, I'm so glad you're helping put Wrightwood on the map. Everyone knows this story about the glowing eyes or something like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, like wow. This is something people like.
There you go.
And
yeah.
It's really secretive, I guess, but okay.
We're going to make your town famous.
Yeah, I guess so.
Speaking of that, I was looking at your town on the map. Yeah, you're right on the edge of the
San Andreas Fault.
Angeles National yeah. Forest, and it's right next to San Bernardino Mountain area. There's a lot of activity that I've heard goes on in there, 100%. But you guys are right. I mean, you're kind of in the mountain a little bit.
We are in the mountain. It snows all the time.
Smack mm-hmm. in the middle of it.
And I think the thing with let's say was a Wendigo, or I don't know if like skinwalkers are considered the same thing, but I was reading on Wendigos later, and it seems like, because the shape of the head, not, I know a lot of them say antlers, but I know that's like Americanized. It seemed more like that because it was winter, and every story that I've been hearing, they're like, oh, it like when it starts to get cold, because it snows up there, it snows in Wrightwood, and it kind of snows in Phelan, but it is cold there. And there was a lot of native, you know, in, like villages in through there. And a lot of them were either pushed out or wiped out, you know? So I think that there is a lot to be said about that. And I think the fact that we were going there during like Christmas time for, I don't know, I just felt like that whole thing seemed all very like, when you look up Wendigo, that's kind of like their thing is like, they hate greed and they don't, you know, whatever. And so, and cannibalistic tendencies. And I felt like I was going to die. And the other story was even crazier that someone told me, which was very similar in what seemed like what happened with the car, was two cars came head to head and one car saw something going on but wasn't close enough, and as they inched forward saw the other car turn around because there was something coming at that car, so my car booked it out of there, and then the Wendigo approached it and they drove off. But I think that person has a better version of that story than I would, and I would try to talk them into telling you, because that one seems like crazy to me too. Similar to what happened to me where it chased me down, you know, aggressive.
I would be more inclined to say that was a skinwalker than a Wendigo. Wendigos are more.
Are they separate?
North
they're
woods.
Different, right?
Yeah, they're totally different.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because I mean, some people were telling me today, like, oh, they're the same. And then some people were saying they were different. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're totally different.
Okay.
Since you have a lot of Native American influence stuff around there, like.
Yes.
Old lands, old tribal lands.
Yes.
That would be more skinwalker-ish.
That makes sense. Yeah. And I think that, I mean, I don't know if it's just only that, like definitely I'll have them reach out because there's so many UFO sightings that it's absolutely surreal. The whole skinwalker thing, like now I realize that there's way more of that there than I realized. And even who lives there, oh, I said her name, but she, I don't think she'll mind, but, okay, cool.
Yeah, we can cut it out.
But she even said, she was like, yeah, I think that I've kind of said it for a while that this is turning into like more of an issue than we talk about. Cause they're like, they've been seeing them as of like a year ago when it comes to the skinwalkers or whatever they happen to be, multiple sightings, wow. Like last year, 6 months ago. And like the last one that she told me about was on one of the main roads there. On
is there something
road.
Going on around there? Is there construction, new construction happening? Is
I think so. I mean, I would assume probably because I have heard that. I don't know as much because I don't live there anymore. But I would assume so, as, I mean, California is getting so expensive that I think that they're expanding out past the normal realm of where they used to build.
Are you close to a military base by chance?
Yes, Wrightwood, definitely. I think, I mean, for sure, Phelan, Victorville. I can't remember the name of the Air Force base. Is it Edwards? No. I'm horrible with this. Maybe I could Google it. But yeah, we were very close to definitely one. And then Palmdale. There's the one near Palmdale.
Interesting.
Palmdale gets a bunch of activity, and that's all in through there, like you said.
We tend to hear about weird activity a lot, especially close to military bases for some reason.
I know. And we were very close. And I think we were even close to two. We're, like I said, near a fault line. There is that salt and like quartz mine right at the base of my, where my house was, which is where that trail was to, or the actual like street that we, the street we took to get to that boy's house. It's a dirt road, but like, if you guys were to go there, I think you would experience, you'd be like, whoa, like you could probably write a whole novel on just that area alone. Cause it's just, the energy is really insane. And I think even like that mining caused some sort of issue. If there is any of that lore where, you know, they don't want to mess with the land, they definitely did. I mean, you can see it. It's like a huge white thing. I went to the top of it once and you can literally see all the way out to like where you were saying you go to Del Taco to stop at the needle. You know, you can see all the way out there from the top of that thing. It's crazy.
Wow.
So yeah, it's definitely an interesting town and it's cute to visit, but it's also like kind of, I'm like, I wonder if it's going to become the new like known place. Maybe
I'll tell you what, Brian and I will come there and do a documentary.
We'll do our best.
And we'll interview you and all your friends and we'll put a little story together.
That would be amazing.
We'll put you guys on the map somehow, some way with that.
Yes, I would be so excited. They're so, I can't that believe how many people were excited about this. Like, I could not believe it. It was shocking.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how close were you at your closest point to this creature?
Oh my gosh, super close. I wish I knew feet better. I'd say probably like 20 feet to it. We got close up on it. I could totally see every detail of it.
So this thing climbed up on the side of the mountain and jumped over the ledge right there where you guys were at, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it didn't even like jump. It was effortless. It was more or less like creepy zombie like. It was, I guess, it didn't seem effortless in the sense that like it floated per se or didn't try to make an effort, but it was very fast and very quick movement.
How much ground do you think it covered and how fast?
It went up the full slopes and probably, oh my gosh, less than, it was like boom, boom, boom. It was like three steps, it seemed, that it went up this cliff. Mm. Like that fast. And you could,
wow.
We heard something and I think what we were hearing was it running up. And what I think we stopped was it coming up the cliff. Like we heard it running and then we saw it coming up is what we saw. And it was that fast. I mean, and when I went back, there's a little path trail that goes literally up where I was down and there's little pathways. And I'm like, that could be coyotes for sure. Like that's totally like a possibility, but like there is a shorter, like, I guess, incline over on the side. So why wouldn't they just go up the side and come around? Like they're not dumb. Coyotes are not stupid. They're not going to try to come up this like heavy ass incline, you know? So I don't know. It just seemed really strange to me that that path would be there. It's weird.
So how tall do you think this thing was when it stood up?
Huge. Like probably like 7.5, 8 feet tall.
Can you describe all the details that you remember to us?
Mm-hmm. It had extremely long appendages that were very disjointed. Like you could see like its knuckles and its phalanges really detailed. It had really long pointed nails, kind of, but you couldn't see its nails, but you could tell like it had a point, you know? Its thumb was weirder than a normal person's hand. It seemed like kind of alien-y type thing. I don't know if that makes any sense. It didn't come out like this. It kind of went like in like that a little bit. And it had the same, like, it kind of had like weird feet. It had like, I want to say bird feet, but that's not, I guess, clawed feet. Like it had toes though that were rounded and it came, but had haunches, like back leg haunches. Like it had three part
legs. Like a dog.
Yes. Kind of like when, you know, like it wasn't a chupacabra because it was not, that's not what it was, but the, how they have like the three defined pieces to their foot, leg, thigh, you know, it was like that. But it's like leg haunch was long. And then once it stood up, it looked very humanoid. That's at first, like I said, I thought it was an animal just based on it, but its movement was so demonic weird.
Was it smooth? Was it hairy? Was it?
It was smooth. To me, it was smooth. And that's what's weird is some people are saying what they've seen has hair. And we also have Yucca Man out here, which is a thing. So maybe they saw Yucca Man.
We've heard of them too. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, no, mine did not. It was smooth. It was black. It had glowing eyes that were like, I think orange, if I can't remember fully anymore, if it was yellow or orange or red. Someone said they saw, like I said, one of my friends said blue glowing eyes. And I was like, it didn't have blue glowing eyes. It had red or orange or yellow.
What shape was his head?
Weird. It reminded me kind of like Groot from whatever, that one movie.
You know Guardians what I'm talking of the Galaxy, about? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. It was like that weird, but it wasn't as like tall as that, but like it had, it's almost like a bulbous like skull, you know, where it came out, protruded out sideways.
Okay.
Like really big brain, it looked like, kind of type of thing.
Maybe you guys were drilling down so far there and for the salt mine or whatever you guys were talking about that you hit something and got into some creatures area or something. And they're coming up. They're pissed. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. They inexplicably, I don't know if it's inexplicably, I haven't looked into it, so I shouldn't say inexplicably, but the rumors were, no, I don't know if it's true, that they stopped mining there. They said they ran out of stuff to mine, but it just seemed a little weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's very, very odd in through there. So, and that's also like the Mormon Rocks was like, they considered that's at the base of where you start going up to Wrightwood. That was considered very holy. And that was like the first sighting of, you know, that whole situation of the migration. So like, there was a lot of different things there that I think played in part to this situation.
Do you remember any other details of his face? Did it have a mouth? Did it have a nose?
Yes.
Did it look like a snout? Human?
It did look a little human in the sense that it had human-like features. It had cheekbones that were very defined. It had like a gaunt demon-like kind of face with like a very pointed chin. The eyes were sunken in its head. Looked like a skull kind of, like with a big bulbous head. But like it looked to me, and I asked my friend that was there, I messaged him and I'll see if he ever responds back. He said he'll listen though to the show at the very least, but I was like, do you want to be on it? He's like, he didn't seem very interested, but I asked him, I said, was it just me or did you just run? Because I didn't get a look at it. Once it hit the ground and started, I realized it was coming right at us. I didn't keep watching to see how it walked. I've always wondered how it moved, or did it get back down on its fours and chase us? Like, I don't know, but I kept running and I didn't look back. And I said, did you look back? And he messaged me today and he was like, hell no. Like I kept running. And I was like, okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. But so I think that with its face, I didn't see its teeth, but I think you could tell that it probably had like long teeth just by the way its face was structured.
Okay.
It was really terrifying. It had a smell to me. I smelled like a weird, gross smell. And I thought about it at first. I didn't think I did, but I thought back and I'm like, no, I remember smelling. And I think maybe that's why I stopped. Because we were raised to be like outdoorsy kids. We rode horses. We were like whatever. So I sensed a predator in the air very quickly, I guess. And I think we all did. We all like physically stopped at the same time without saying a word to each other. So that seems to me very symbolic of the situation, I guess, how much danger we were really in.
So what do you think this thing was?
I think I'm super torn. I've looked into the Wendigo so many times, but I don't know what blogs are real. You know, it's hard to know like what's actually legitimate. I mean, they mentioned the Algonquin tribe, first mentioning Wendigos and how they were based off of being cannibals in the area. And that's how they were turned into. I don't know if that's true. See, like, I'm such a skeptic. I'm like, I don't know. That sounds crazy to me. Like, you know, I'm over here thinking to myself, but apparently they turn into Wendigos, and that's kind of even like the Wendigo disorder that was eventually like debunked, I guess, of not being a psychological disorder, but it's that's the cannibalistic type of thing. And that's the vibe I got. I didn't get the vibe. I've seen like YouTube videos of skinwalkers. They kind of remind me a little bit of Bigfoot in the sense that they're protective, but maybe they attack. I'm sure, I know I've heard stories where they do attack. But I felt like it was going to kill me and eat me. That's the vibe I really got. I know I sound crazy, but that's how it felt. I don't know. So I revert to that also because it was in December. It was winter where it snows. And allegedly, according to the lore, that's what happens with Wendigos is they come out during winter when it's cold. That's when they feed. Most of the stories I've heard of the sightings where they seem like that, either it's a skinwalker or a Wendigo or whatever the case may be, it's normally around October through December, the stories that I've heard from my friends now at this point, or from people now in this Facebook group, that's when the sightings have been the most active, it seems. So I'm like, I wonder, but also like it could be a skinwalker. I don't know. I'm super torn. Like it looked very skin-like to me. It did.
Terrifying either way.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Yeah, I've seen people have posted pictures and drawings and stuff of aliens that look just like that.
That's also what I'm thinking. Maybe I'm just going down cryptid lane and it's not, you know, my husband doesn't get it sometimes. I'm like, once you see something that's that in that much detail where the moon was straight out and you see so much, it like defies reality. So you're like, oh, I have to figure out what it was, but you don't know if you'll ever figure it out. You probably won't. So yeah.
Yeah, that's something like you'd have in a nightmare, you know, this thing just
for sure.
you feel this weird feeling, like you said, this feeling of dread. You see this thing out of nowhere just come flying up this mountain, just boom, 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 boom. And it's right there in your face, 20 feet away. I would have peed myself, first of all.
I think I might have, honestly.
You were probably not the only one.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you for that.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's good that there was a lot of you or a few of you there instead of just one or two of you. It's curious to say what would happen if you didn't run, you know?
I know. Yeah, I know. And I think about that. And I think that it was crazy because that boy that we were with, it was four girls and one boy. Yeah. I thought it was more than one, but it wasn't. It was just him. And he was always the kid in our group that was like, I'll fight you. Like he was always this aggressive kind of kid. Like he was a fight or flight. He's going to choose to fight. He was like a black belt in jujitsu at like 14. It was mean. He was badass. And he ran at the same time as me. And when I messaged him earlier, I was like, I didn't look back. I just kept running. Like he told me he completely forgot about that event. And I was like, more like blocked it out, maybe, you know, like it was scary. I think it scared him very much so. And it scared me to the point where I didn't want to feed the horses anymore because we weren't that far from it. Really, technically, in all reality, if it moved as fast as it moved, it could be at my house in 5 minutes. So my dad, I think that's when he started to believe that it was real. Because I was not normally like that much of a scaredy cat. We had like six horses to feed. We had stuff to do. We didn't have time to like not take things seriously and go feed the horses. And the fact that I'm like over here, like, I'm a little scared to go out tonight, Dad. Like, can you watch me from the door? And I never had done that. And he was like, really? And for a bit, I kind of made him because it was really scary.
Yeah. It had to have been,
when you're young,
mentally on you, it had to have been terrifying. I would have felt the same way. Yeah. And like Brian said, when you're younger, it's even more terrifying. It's one thing with people to see a Bigfoot, you know, something you've heard about before.
Right.
But to see something like that and try your mind probably was just trying to identify what is this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait a minute, I don't care. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird. Have you had anything other weird stuff go on?
Yeah,
in that area to you that you've experienced?
I've had two things. There was one time, and it's similar to like what reminds me, I think of I've heard on Unexplained Stories or something on Netflix, but we were driving out to go get groceries out to Victorville, my dad and me, just only him and I. And he's since passed, so he cannot vouch, but he would vouch if he were here. And we're driving, and there's a mountain range that when the cone passed mountain range, and we're driving through that area, and we're making a turn, and all of a sudden we see these three like bright white lights go boom, like that. Like they just popped up. My dad goes, huh? that's weird. He's like, what is that? I was like, I don't know. He's like, we were already on our way to get groceries. It's kind of in the route. And we were kind of like adventure type. We go on drives a lot. So he's like, you want to go see what it is? And I was like, let's see what it is. Sure. So we start driving. And the more that we'd get closer to it, it would just kind of like, it was staying there. I mean, this was at like dusk. And then it became dark. And the lights, I mean, they would hover and then they'd move. But then they would like stay the same size. And we'd get closer. You get closer to a plane, eventually the plane flies over and it's bigger. And it's almost like it was toying with us. It was this weird thing. Eventually we stopped. We went and got groceries. I didn't realize how late it was. No one had cell phones. We got home. My mom was like, where have you been? I think we left at probably 4 o'clock. And normally it'd take about an hour and a half to get groceries and come back. Maybe 2 hours. I think we got home at like 9:30, 10 o'clock. And my dad was so responsible. Like, that was not something we did. And he was like, wow, I did not even realize the time. Like, we just got in this weird vortex of trying to figure this. And it was, I don't even remember half of it. It was, but by the time I got home, it was super late.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we didn't even go fully grocery shopping by that point. I hardly remember even doing it. It was so weird. And my dad used to talk about it all the time. He's like, man, I can't even explain it.
Sounds like you got abducted to me.
Maybe. And he worked at Northrop. And he told me I've never seen lights like that.
Can you describe them? You said there were three of them. And they were what color?
White.
And
super bright white.
And what formation were they?
They were like a pyramid triangle. And they'd kind of do this. They'd like hover in like little circle formations.
Yeah, we've heard similar things to both of the, to the lights, to the formation, to the movement.
Yeah, not long ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That was one. That was one. And the other, and this one has always weirded me out. And I don't really know. I don't know what it was. We were driving in the middle of nowhere. In the middle of nowhere, you guys. On your way to Palmdale off of, I'm pretty sure that's the 2 highway still. Yeah. And you're out past Little Rock and there's nothing around you. Okay. And my dad, I mean, he is a big guy and nothing scared him. And we're driving. I was coming home from like a school event out there and it's late. And all of a sudden there's a random red light out there. That's like why? It's like a 4-way stop thing. It's so weird. And we come up to that. We're pulling up to that. And he's rolling up. You could tell he was kind of like going to just kind of just roll through it, right? And all of a sudden, I had this weird feeling. Something told me, look to your right. And I look over and this weird ass gaunt looked like he was dead. I don't know if he was a real person or not. To this day, my dad and I always thought maybe it was a ghost. It was so scary. He walks up. This guy, this thing, it looked like a guy, walked up with his hands, so creepy. And he looks like zombified, man. He has no expression. And his eyes are just kind of, and he's walking towards my doorknob. And I'm like, Dad! And I just scream. And he looks and he just, boom, just slams on the gas. And the guy was about ready to be grabbing like the handle and pull. But when we looked back, I didn't see him. I did not see him. And we were just like, what was that? What was that? And I was like, turn around. He's like, absolutely not. Like, we are not. I was like, who was that? Because I looked straight behind me and there was nothing there. I don't know. Maybe he went back into the bushes because he was scared. And he drove. My dad just drove in silence. He's like, don't talk. And he wasn't like that type of guy. I mean, he looked real.
Wow.
That area is, I think, very active.
Yeah, you guys definitely got some crazy stuff going on there.
Yeah,
I've never really heard of that area having that much, but I'm glad that you came on and talked to us and told us about all this stuff.
Man, yeah, we're going to have to definitely plan a trip out there.
I'm just going to message every single person in that Facebook group and plead with them, but I'm not allowed in the Facebook group yet because I don't live there anymore. So I'm going to try to see if somebody will let me in and I'll message them all because some of the screenshots I've seen are absolutely wild.
Sure.
Like it blew my mind today. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd like to see more, as much as we could. And very interested in what's going on in that area. And what
you guys blew the lid off of it over here.
Well, you did a great job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you did. No, see, you didn't even need to be nervous.
Oh, I was so nervous. I've never told the story before out loud, really, except for like a few friends. And half the time I was curious on whether or not they thought I was absolutely crazy or not. So
they usually do.
Yeah. So thank you for listening.
No, thanks for being on here. I mean,
that's what we do.
Taking the time.
You're awesome, guys.
Thanks. Well, we thank you again so much. It was awesome having you.
Thank you so much. You're awesome. I appreciate you guys.
And you did great.
Oh, thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, Taylor. I don't know what the heck that thing is. I thought maybe a Bigfoot doing a spider crawl at first, but the way she described it, no.
The way she described it, though, that was...
What is
it? It could have been very easily been a skinwalker.
Yeah. Have to go with that at this point. What is going on in this world, man? Where are these things coming from? Are they crawling out from the inside of the earth?
I'm telling you, man, the veil is getting becoming... thinner. The veil is getting thinner, I'm telling you. Oh,
man. What the
heck? Dude, it's about to happen.
Don't say that. At least let me see a Bigfoot first.
Oh, you'll see one.
Not a dog man. Death by dog man.
He might be fighting with one.
Death by dog man. Well, that'll be a good one. I'll take him out. At least one or two of them.
The ones who can rip trees out of the ground. You can take them out.
All right, listeners, thanks for listening. We appreciate it so much. I mean, guys, being here for us, it just means everything to us. We say it every week, but it really, really does. So appreciate it.
Yeah, man, we love it.
If you're enjoying the show, check out our website, www.cryptidcreatures.net.
And you can always drop us an email at info@cryptidcreatures.co.
Right on, brother. Another good episode. Appreciate your time. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Always fun, man.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yep. See ya.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.